and welcome back to 10 at 10 We Watch Again with Lauren and Russ.
Hello.
Today we are bringing you our first terrible 10 at 10 We Watch Again. But before we get into that, let's dive into a quick recap of Sunday night's Oscars. I think you'll find I was the victorious one with 5-3 to me.
I let you win.
Aye, nae bother.
We kind of have all the same answers all the time.
Aye.
That's just boring.
Aye. Just call me the Academy.
Aye, nae bother you.
So, our Oscar predictions were, Ross had Zone of Interest for Best Picture. I had Oppenheimer, so that's a point to me. We both had Cillian Murphy for Best Actor, and the big man came through. Best Supporting Actor, Ross had Mark Ruffalo, and I had Robert Downey Jr., another point to me. Best Actress, Ross had Lily Gladstone, and I had Emma Stone.
She was robbed.
Yet another fucking point robbed. To me.
Fucking robbed.
Someone's a bitter bitch. Best Supporting Actress, you had Divine Joy Randolph, and I had America Ferrera, so point to you. And then we both had Christopher Nolan for Best Director.
I basically, Oppenheimer won everything it could.
Yeah.
Like actor-wise and that.
I feel like the right things won the right category. Like, Zone of Interest won for sound.
Aye.
And it deserved it because I'm still fucking traumatised from that movie. My favourite bit of the Oscars has nothing to do with the awards, although Ryan Gosling singing I'm Just Ken, that's already been rewatched about 40 times. But it was when Danny DeVito and Arnold Schwarzenegger came out to present an award and they started talking about Batman and Michael Keaton was just in the crowd just staring them out.
I talk shit about him.
I was howling. I was absolutely howling. I know as well how much you loved Jonathan Ross and how much you loved that whole presenter gig.
The ITV fucking showing off it was terrible.
So bad. It was so bad. Everyone was trying to be like super edgy. Like that guy that was like, Oppenheimer's never going to win. What was it he said? He doesn't like biopics.
I'd rather watch a documentary than a biopic, is it? But I think everybody kind of knew it would have been a shock if it didn't win.
Yeah, 100%.
So stupid to turn around, oh, I want Holdovers to win, but it's a comedy, it won't win, is it?
It's just edgelord pattern, isn't it?
Then like, when it did win, he was like, oh, you can't compare them, is it? Well, you can compare them, because that's what they're doing.
Yeah, that's the point of the fucking Oscar.
That's the point of winning awards.
Yeah. But apart from that, we enjoyed it, we had a good night, we stayed up and watched it. I don't actually know if we're going to be able to do it next year, because I don't know if I have another 7 depressing movies in me, but I'll do my best.
I think it depends what gets nominated. If it's decent movies, then
we'll try
it, but it's too long a night for even to watch it.
Oh, 100%. Aye. I will put a pin in it for next year, just in case the movies are too depressing, and I'm like, nope.
Aye, we'll just see what gets nominated. Probably, anyway, so plenty of time.
So, because all we've done is watch super depressing movies, we were like, right, this week we're going to pick an absolute shanner, like an absolute shocker of a film that is a 10 out of 10 we watch again. So this week we have picked League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
Yes.
Which, after watching it, I don't even think this movie's a guilty pleasure. I think this movie's just straight up bad.
No, this is a terrible movie.
Absolute shocker. I remember when, like, this movie was such a thing when we were kids. Like, my dad took me to the cinema to see it, and then, like, I got really into, like, the characters of the film and wanted to go and read the books and stuff. And to be fair, I read, like, Dorian Gray and Jekyll and Hyde, and I think I started Dracula, and then my dad just showed me the movie. But
aye,
the Gary Oldman version, thank you very much.
Oh, we'll need to do that at some point.
Do not threaten me, my good time, Ross, because you know how much I love that.
Oh, it's a belter.
Like, when we were kids, this movie was amazing, and now we watched it. We watched it last night, and we were like, oh my God, what have we done?
Aye. Do you know what the problem is? I see in a few year time as well. We'll rewatch it, think, oh, that's a fucking brilliant movie.
Yes.
We've fell for this a few times with this.
Yes. It's the childhood nostalgia that gets us every time.
Ah, it's fucking infuriating. This should be a good movie, but it's not.
It's so annoying. Do you want to hit us with your facts of the movie?
I will. Some information about it. So it was released on October 17th, 2003.
That's disgusting.
I think my mum took me to the cinema for my birthday to see this.
That is actual revolting.
Aye. Directed by Stephen Norrington, who also done The First Blade, which I think you've got some information on him.
Oh yes, save that for useless information because I have so much to say.
Aye, he's got Sean Connery, James Bond himself, and the other fucking discount versions. Like, I'll spoil that category now. These are all the discount versions of This is 100. They've got no work to get to.
No, this is 100% a kitchen renovation movie. Like, this is, they all decided, right, we're needing some work done in the house. Which movies are about for the casting calls? Aye. And they all just went, I nae bother. So for all the movie is pish, everyone in that movie got like a living room renovation, a new kitchen.
Yeah, that's the house done up.
100%.
So it had a budget of $78 million. And a box office $179 million, which it didn't deserve a dollar of it.
I'm going to say most of that was like us.
well, it might have been. Fuck.
On the paper. We are probably the reason that movie has residuals.
Aye.
So we'll just dive into some thoughts and opinions, although I think you've pretty much gathered our general thoughts and opinions. Yeah. This movie is terrible. But like, do you know that way, like, I wanted to go into it and be like, this is so cheesy and shit, but I love it. And it was just, the whole movie was just like, oh no, we have made an error.
Yeah.
It's funny watching it back and obviously remembering like how much you loved it when you were younger. But also, now I understand, we were kids, we hadn't got into Sherlock Holmes yet, or I hadn't anyway. But like watching it, it's so obvious who the bad guy is, like before you've even started. Like, never mind if you don't know who Moriarty is, like, the guy who plays Moriarty, Richard Roxburgh, he's the bad guy in fucking everything. I actually don't know a movie where he's been a good guy in it. He's always this wee weaselly dick.
Like, he's a bad guy in Van Helsing as well, wasn't he?
Yeah,
came out a year later, I think.
He's fucking Dracula. Aye. He's the main big bad. He's in the Moulin Rouge as well. He's the Duke. He's a weaselly little shit right, in that, okay, as well. I feel like as well, everyone in this movie knew that they had one job, and that one job was to chew scenery and have fucking terrible over-the-top accents, except for Jason Fleming, who is playing this movie so straight.
He's here to work.
Oh, yeah, like, he clocked in the morning, like, he's ready for it, whereas everyone else was like, pass me the lines, let's get this done.
Let's just get it undone with. 100%. Finish up for the day.
100%.
The whole thing was so flat with him.
Oh, totally. There's just nothing behind the eyes.
I can understand it with Sean Connery because he just didn't care.
Yeah, this was his last one, wasn't it?
His last live action one. He'd done an animation one. But fuck knows. I don't blame him. Sean. Don't blame him for chucking it.
Some right juicy gossip about Sean Connery, but I'll save it for later on because you're going to love it. It's absolute filth. See, as well, watching this back in a 2024 state of mind, the sexism that big Mina Harker goes through in this movie is absolutely shocking. Like, they're sitting, like, grabbing her arse, like, palming her off. Like, she's supposed to be this, like, amazing scientist. They're all like, she's a woman, fuck her. Like,
it's the bit with fucking Sean Connery in the car wheel. And I was like, I don't know if that's, like, maybe his character, or that's just the way Sean Connery feels about women.
Yes.
You can't really tell anymore.
Always an open palm, never a closed fist. I do have some pattern about Mina as well. I think this movie we're going to have more is than thoughts and opinions, because after this movie you and me sat like for ages and were like, and another thing.
Aye, pointless. It's just after we watched it then, when we had time to think about it, there's so many issues with this.
Yeah.
You can normally forgive it with these types of movies because they're not meant to be taken serious.
No, absolutely not.
But this one does it worse than the rest of them.
But there was a right run of movies like this, though, back in the day. Like, it was all around the same time. Like, this, Van Helsing... Did Hellboy not come out
Hellboy
about the same
came
time?
Out the same year, 2004, so same year as Van Helsing.
And there was, like, a right... I totally remember this being a right run of, like, dark, like, book characters.
They
do, you know what I mean?
Every... Like, seems to be a recurring thing. Do it, I think, 2010s and that, you had, like, Solomon Kane.
Yes.
And Jonah Hex. That just... Shite movies.
Yeah. Did they not try and do that a while ago? Was it Universal Monsters? They had The Mummy. They did, what was the terrible one that Russell Crowe was in?
And that was The Mummy.
Was that The Mummy? Aye. Okay, never mind.
Aye, Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
He was in that one.
I thought Russell Crowe was in another one. No, go for it. And there was like a wolf man and stuff, and they were about to try and make it like a whole universe thing, and it was
fucking
just
flop.
Like Brendan Fraser. Can we do Brendan Fraser's Mummy one week?
Aye, why not?
Yes! Anyway, tangent, and he picked the next topic. Oh, to say that Tom Cruise's Mummy was fucking awful.
So I've got a few things about thoughts and opinions here, and it's just more about the plot stuff.
Oh, good.
So it's the bit in Venice that I'm thinking about, is where in order to stop Moriarty blowing up the Venice,
yeah,
they end up causing more damage to Venice than he could.
Yeah. Yeah, they wreck like half of Venice just trying to stop like one small bomb.
I know it showed you the scenes with underwater all the bombs, but then they're fucking flying through buildings and all that.
Yeah. Between the car and Nemo's terrible parking, like they pure wreckage.
Don't get me started on Nemo stuff.
No, the don't.
1899 fucking missiles and all that. They've got trackers on a car.
He's seeking missiles, mate.
Trackers on a car. How could fucking Tom Sawyer drive? How can any of them drive?
Right, wait. We're crunching on 8:10.
No, this has been annoying me all day.
Right, fuck it. We're just bouncing straight to A.
This is going to be a very short episode, by the way, because we're not having good things to talk about here.
Like, maybe that's what the people want.
Aye.
Because I have so much stuff to say about Venice, but before I dive into that, I just want to throw some shade at Mina as a vampire. Terrible.
Yeah.
Vampire voice is bad, makeup's bad, CGI is bad, and like the continuity in her hair alone, terrible. Like, there's one bit where it goes from corkscrew curls to poker straight 4 different times, and I'm like, what is going on?
The bit where she's fighting fucking Dorian.
Yeah. And it changes about 5 different times.
That's so fucking bad. What's the point?
Why have we picked this film?
It's a good... The story could have been interesting, but they just didn't do it well at all.
My other main is, what was Moriarty's process in becoming the Phantom? Like, is he planning like arrivals to places and being like, right, I need to set aside 3 hours for like makeup, hair, the new coat, clip half my lip up, make sure the mask is in place. Like, where are you going, big man?
I don't understand why go to all that effort to hide your identity if you're just going to show it as soon as you can.
Yes.
Like having the whole point of the mask and all that, like, there's no point.
Yeah.
Then record something. Like, don't get me started on that recording disc.
Right, okay, because I've got something for that, right? So, let's just talk about fucking Venice, that whole section of the movie, right? So, they land in Venice to stop the bombs. They wreck half of Venice with their cars, with Nemo's submarine, with their gunshots.
With their missiles.
In 1899. And then Sean Connery catches the Phantom, right? Now, what I want to know is, in the movie, when you're watching it, it doesn't seem planned. It seems that Sean Connery has unmasked the villain and everyone's fucking shocked that this has happened. And you're like, no way, M is the bad guy. But then they go on the ship after it, like Dorian Gray's outed himself, but M seems to have been accidentally outed. But then they go on the ship and there's like a vinyl basically telling the whole plan. They've had time to sit there and be like, ah, by the way, fuck you, we've stolen your DNA. Where did they have time to, one, record the vinyl, two, drop it, if Moriarty wasn't supposed to be unmasked? Do you know what I mean?
Why is there video footage?
Yes.
And him and like, fucking Dorian interjecting every 2 seconds.
Growl.
It's like, I think they thought, right, we're going to try and, like, we'll make this for the reveal, but then they added the weird bit, is it, oh, there's a sound that there's going to blow up these bombs.
Yeah.
Something about crystals or some shit?
Don't
fucking know.
Vibrating crystals and hides freaking the fuck out.
It is the biggest load of piss. Right? I've got that as a note here, that there's some parts of this where, like, they've put storylines halfway in. I think they've had all these storylines written out. But then they're like, right, we'll put this in. But where they've wanted to put it, it's been halfway in for what they started it.
Yeah. Like what?
Like the fucking, what's his name? Dr. Hyde?
Yeah, Dr. Jekyll.
Dr. Jekyll, sorry, falling in love with Mina.
Yeah, but that feels like...
There was no need.
No.
Like, that was just shoehorned in.
Absolutely not. It feels like it happens for 5 minutes and then everyone just moves the fuck on. Do you know what I mean?
But there's no setup. There's no...
No, there's no payoff. It's like, literally just a comment.
It's just
of,
him creeping about at the at our door. Then it's
getting slagged off. Hyde being like, she'll never have you.
Aye. Is it? What's the point?
Yes, don't.
Like, oh, I'm madly in love with her. No, you're not.
I will.
Like, at no point have you shown you're in love with her.
See as well, like Skinner, the Invisible Man. I feel like they just forgot to add him in. Like, I know, obviously, after Venice, or sorry, before Venice, they think he's the bad guy, but this guy is gone for the majority of the movie, and I feel like...
I mean, he's not in any of the movies.
Aye, well, funnily enough, he's in, like, 4 minutes.
Can he see the cunt?
But I feel like they were probably just sitting there like that, oh, I kill everybody else, fuck, we need to add the Invisible Man in, right, cool, I make him the bad guy, and then he'll come back in. Like, he's just away, like...
I think how easy a gig that is for, was it Tony Curran that
played
him?
Yeah.
That is the fucking easiest job in the world.
Piece of piss, couple of, like... voiceovers, put some white paint on, you're good to go. Do you know what I mean?
And I've said it already, seeing the like 2 year time, I'm going to rewatch this 100%. Fucking movie.
We're going to sit on a Sunday and be like, do you know what I fancy? League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, and we're going to go through this all again.
It's the idea that it should have been so good,
yeah,
but there's nothing. There's fucking nothing.
No. I have, as well, a lot of questions about Nemo's submarine, right? Now, I get it, right? Big Captain Nemo's supposed to be the man that he's supposed to be technologically advanced. Say that 10 times fast. And he's supposed to have all the best of gear. But what confuses me is, know how when Dorian toddles off in this mad weird squid-looking thing, and they blow up the submarine and they have to put everything back together, and then there's like a tracking thing and it's like two static dragons but the world is moving sideways, like,
oh,
no,
yeah,
like,
I remember that.
And I'm like, how are you tracking anything? Because surely these guys should move and the world should,
yeah,
just, like,
if you took
the
wrong turn once or, yeah, like further away, like, they're not moving any
you're
further.
Never gonna have a clue, you're gonna be like, ah, oh, we're right behind them.
I
you're
just
like,
love it after the explosion bit. And they're like, right, we've got it back up and running. They just stick it back to the wall.
Yes!
Is it, oh, that's it. We're tracking them again. And there's just two wee bits sticking together. Like,
yeah.
Fuck off.
Yeah, like, how are you knowing if you're, like, throwing an extra, like, again, like you said, like, if you take a wrong turn or whatever, if you're throwing a wee extra mile on it, it's like, all right, they bother out there.
The bit I was laughing at, and it was you when we were watching it, when it was when they get hide into the place.
Yeah.
And he's like, don't bring that brute in. And he went, but they've got space for him. I don't think that's the issue, Hen.
I always thought you could
see they had space for him.
I always thought that when I was a kid. I was like, hey, wait a minute, how come he's allowed in the basement of the ship? And then Nemo's telling him no, but then he goes in and saves everybody. His height was happening. Like, that always threw me off, man.
Like, oh, it's alright, I think, as a kid, long, but we're a bit older now.
We're fucking 30.
Looking in our 30s, aye. No, that got me, man. That broke me a wee bit last night. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Just looked at me with just sheer disappointment,
aye,
in your eyes.
Aye, they've got plenty of room for him.
I also want to know, right? Now, obviously, cars were a thing back then. Barely a thing, though, but they were a
1899,
thing.
1899, hardly.
Aye, well, they were a thing, but barely, right? We'll go middle ground. But how is Tom Sawyer, I know you said, how does he know how to drive? How's he doing wheelies, my man? How's he fucking Red Bull stunt driving?
Honestly, I've noticed that in a lot of the things, like some of the things we've done, like Halloween and that, they can't drive. It's just a plot point, I think.
Yeah.
And
just to get from A to B.
Aye. Now, talking about how we could drive with the cars and that,
uh-huh,
it was, the first automobile was 1888. So that was only 11 years after.
Yeah. And you're like,
you've designed a mad fucking 5-seater thing looking like that. Now, fuck off, Nemo. Get fucked.
Nemo always gave me the fear. I don't know if this is encroaching on any of the other categories, but like, Nemo always gave me the fear when I was younger. There was just something about him. And then it was last night I clocked that man, there is nothing behind the eyes, and it's just this grating monotone. Like, I don't even have words. The man is just not giving. Do you know what I mean?
See the bit as well, which probably a bit of racism in it, where he's praying to Kali, is it? Then she goes, oh, that's Kali. Is it goddess of death?
Go for it.
He must be the bad guy. And is it, calm down, what's a different religion? Yeah. Calm down.
You said that last night. You were like, whoa, hey.
They need to fucking hang with the guy's a bad guy because he's praying to something.
It's supposed to show suspicion between the league. Nope, you're just being fucking racist.
And it's so obvious when they go, oh, all this stuff's based on Skinner's away, it must be him, is it? Nah, I was pretty... You're trying to force the point home here. It's not going to happen.
I think they've genuinely just said that because they're like, fuck, we forgot to give Skinner a bigger part.
Doing that, and it's like, we forgot there's... We need to have a plot in our movie.
Yeah. And, like, they just do Dorian Gray so hammy. Like, he is the hammiest of hams in this film. Like you were saying, like, in the final where he's like, growl. Like,
oh, it's fucking embarrassing.
It's terrible. Have you got anything else, or please can we move on to useless information?
No, I'm going to I've got Hunters, but it's just repeating the same stuff, so there's no point. It's just, why does this happen? Why is this a thing? Like, what's the point? Like, jump at your useless information.
Okay, you're gonna love most of this, if not all of this, right? But first, before I'm going to set a scene, you're a young actor, your name is Stuart Townsend. You've just done Queen of the Damned with Aaliyah, and you've been given the role of a lifetime, Aragorn in Lord of the Rings. You're in New Zealand, you've done the training, you've done the costume fitting, you've met the rest of the cast, you're living a good life, you've phoned your ma and your pals, and you're like, by the way, I'm in Lord of the Rings, get it up you. And the day you start filming, Peter Jackson turns right to you and says, nah, I know the day, big man.
Aye.
And sends you up the road.
Was it, you're too young for it or
he
something?
He said he was too young, and he got, like, instantly replaced with Viggo Mortensen. And to get back at Peter Jackson, to show him that he's made a mistake, what's your next movie? The League of Extraordinary Fucking Gentlemen.
Pretty rough, isn't it?
Oh, I feel so bad for him. Every time I see his face, I'm like, oh, bastard, man.
Do you know, even what you were saying, they're like, done Queen of the Damned was after.
No.
So,
was it after Queen of the Damned first?
Is your fuck you movie.
Oh, no.
Bobby Sack and Lord of the Rings.
Oh,
that
no.
And this.
So, oh, Sack, like, has agent, man.
2003. The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. So, all three Lord of the Rings are out.
Are out. I've been done.
Or
yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
The first two are out. I can't remember. I don't know the dates.
Yeah.
But, like, cleaned up at everything. Is
yeah.
It? I've got League coming out, though. Fucking, we'll be all right here. And Fellowship, is it? Bastard, is it? Lord of the Rings isn't going to go anywhere. The script was shite for it.
Aye, they don't know what they're talking about. This Viggo Mortensen's a cunt.
So, your two attempts at fucking him up was Queen of the Damned and fucking this movie.
That's so bad. Honestly, poor man out for Stuart Townsend, man. That's an absolute sin.
Oh, honestly, I wonder if he's watched them. He's got over.
No, you couldn't. See, if it was me, I'd get a twitch every time I saw Viggo Mortensen's face.
Oh, but it'd be funny as fuck.
I guess, like, everybody loves Lords of the Rings, man. Like, it's literally everywhere.
It's one of the, like, best trilogies.
Yeah.
And you make fucking Queen of the Damned and... League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
Queen of the Damned has its place, just not in any
not
good
in any,
movie list.
Not in any movies,
though. No. But it has its place for those, like, pish 90s, like, new metal vibes. You know what I mean? It has its place.
There was another one like that, wasn't there, at the time?
Russ, there was hundreds of them. Half of the fucking movies were like that.
Aye, because you had that. I don't think it started, but remember when Blade done it with the vampires?
Yeah.
That was 98.
98?
So this fucking guy, this prick Norrington, has thought, you know what? He didn't kickstart it, but that's the one that comes to mind. Fucking Stephen Norrington, man.
Phone him up, call him a prick.
Actual wanker.
Do you think Stuart Townsend, like, see when, was it last year? No, it wasn't last year, it must have been the year before, when Big Viggo was up for his Oscar for Green Book? Is that what that movie was?
He done the Green Book.
Like, Stuart Townsend's watching it and his face comes up and he's like, bastard! Like, throws his glasses.
Lose it, you bastard!
Like, throwing his cup at the telly, like, fuck off!
His flatmates are not, because he's not had a decent fucking role.
His flatmates were like, oh, fuck, Stuart's at it again.
I looked him up and he was in, remember that other one, that fucking shock, was it Aeon Flux?
Oh my god!
Fucking
with Big Charlize?
Aye, that was a fucking
shock.
I'm sure he's in that as well.
Oh, that's a pure sin, man.
Certainly he's in it. I might be wrong, but it's the type of movie he makes.
Yeah, totally. Could you imagine, like, being his wee flatmates and you come home and he's just sitting in the living room like, why? Why? Just, like, pissed, greeting. Oh, fuck.
No, he's not in that. I've done him dirty there.
You've just put that right down your arse.
What was it? What one was it? That's going to annoy me. Right, keep going. Now, I'm going to look this up. It's going to annoy me.
Right, pin in this while I hit out with more useful information. Useless information, even. So, Tom Sawyer was only added in for the American audiences so that it would make money overseas. Yeah. Like, the test subjects... Not the test subjects, that sounds a bit scientific. The test audiences, when they went to see it, they didn't have a clue who any of these characters were, so they flung in Tom Sawyer so that... Obviously, they would know. 20th Century Fox couldn't get the rights for the Invisible Man character. So in the movie, he's never referred to as the Invisible Man. He's only referred to as an Invisible Man or Skinner. Potato, patata at that point. Do you know what I mean?
Like, I know that that's a loophole they can use, but that's fucking stupid.
We've changed one word, never fine.
Aye.
So there was supposed to be a sequel where the League battles the aliens from H.G. Wells' War of the Worlds.
Fuck off. You know what? That fits in because he was an Aeon Flux.
Wait, are we back? Wait.
Hey, I'm still looking this up.
Are you still talking about Stuart Townsend?
Yeah. I feel so bad for him, man.
Wait, go hit me with the filmography.
I mean, what filmography? He's not been in anything good. he wrote and directed a thing called Battle in Seattle.
Well, I know what we're watching when this is done.
Based on a protest at ministerial conference.
Go for it.
Nope. Okay. Nope. The only thing I know of, but it's not even because of him, is a thing called XIII the Series, but it was a video game.
Go for it. Go for it.
He's made a TV show, which I'm sure is fucking brilliant.
That is a fucking sin. I hope Stuart Townsend never listens to this. We're just slagging him rotten. Stuart, big man, hope you're all right.
Aye, that's it. Oh, man, feel bad for him. Just Dave, they say, oh, we can't hear you play Aragorn. Oh, I'm playing Aragorn though.
He heavy bumped the wig for Aragorn for this movie. Like, I bet he just showed up with that in his bag, like, guys, I've got this brilliant idea.
Aye, let's do it.
I've got some good Sean Connery useless information for you that I think you'll like.
All right, go for it.
So Sean Connery and the director basically fucking hated each other, right? And they were constantly scrapping on set, physically and verbally. And Sean Connery apparently left the set on multiple occasions, which delayed production for up to 3 months.
Fucking hell. No, man.
Wait for it, or it gets better.
I always thought Sean Connery's a bit of a knob, but... See, when you hear stuff, is it fucking hell?
Yeah, man. Well, the director didn't show up to the premiere of his own movie because he said, and I quote, if I see that oaf again, he'll lose teeth.
Oh, Jesus.
And then he said that he announced straight after this film, basically this movie bombed, and he came out and was like, I'm never going to make another movie again. Nice. And he genuinely hasn't. I was sitting on a pure deep dive last night being like, surely the fuck not. Surely he's made something. Nope. Not directed a thing. The only thing he's done is he did the special effects makeup for Exorcist The Beginning. And was it 2010 or something that movie came out? I can't remember.
No, I have no idea.
But like, he did that, and he did some like sculpting for some mad alien movie in 2015, and that's it. The man has not touched a camera since scrapping with Sean Connery.
I mean, who's going to give him a chance after this as well?
Oh, mate, absolutely not. Sean Connery also had previously turned down a role in The Matrix and Lord of the Rings due to, quote, not understanding the script. So in a later interview, when asked about League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, he said, when I got the screenplay, I didn't understand it, but I refused to make another mistake like before. I assume from now on that if I don't understand a screenplay, that means the movie will be a success. Let's just take a moment.
Out of the three, you chose that.
Like, you pied off The Matrix. Now, I can't even imagine who he would have been in The Matrix. Like, Mr. Anderson. Like, no. Then he's pied off being Gandalf in Lord of the Rings. Like, to then show up in this and be like, Alan Quartermain.
The only thing in The Matrix, who's the twat that he goes to meet and he's sitting in a chair?
Oh, that's the second one, Ross.
Aye, but that might have been it. What has Sean Connery got to do?
The only thing I could think that he might have been, I don't know, I don't see him as Morpheus. Like, will you take the red pill or the blue pill? Or Hugo Weaving, but again,
nah, it's
fucking Hugo Weaving, do you know what I mean? But I don't know. I know you mean the guy in front of the telly. That's the second one. That's kind of when I fell off The Matrix, to be honest.
This one's the only good one.
Yeah, because I remember watching the second one being like, huh?
What's the point in this?
And then my last bit of useless information is Alan Moore, who wrote the comic, has since distanced himself from this film and feels that the film adaptation has ruined sales for his graphic novel.
He's done it with a lot of stuff, though.
Has he? What has he done?
Well, they done that From Hell movie. Remember with
was
Johnny
that
Depp?
Him? Aye. God, wait. From Hell, was that the Jack the Ripper one?
Aye.
God,
Johnny
that
Depp had the
bad.
Shocker in
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When they went through these weird movies, Johnny
Yeah, it
Depp.
Was like Ninth Gate and all that. Aye. He did, yeah, yeah.
With that, Viva Vendetta he done.
I like Viva Vendetta.
Aye, and they done The Watchmen as well.
I haven't... Did we? No. I think I've seen bits of The Watchmen, but I don't think I've actually...
watched it.
Did we?
Aye, it's too long.
All right, okay. Well, that'll be probably why I don't remember a thing about it.
Aye, done for fucking ever. Never seen a TV show, though. Apparently, that's better.
Apparently, TV show's good, yeah.
Aye. But he's known for that, Alan Moore.
What, just shitting on every adaptation?
Aye.
Why are you giving your stuff to be adapted, then?
Fucking money.
Yeah,
take your money.
You can't, like... This is... I never get when people do this, like, oh, I'm going to let you have, like, my stuff, crack on, go make a movie with it, and then it comes out being like, that's shite. Like, Stephen King does that as well. The only ones he likes now is the modern ones, because they're like, I ain't bother about
it. Yeah. Money.
Yeah, well, okay.
Lots of money.
Okay,
I think he's probably made more money out of that than he has making fucking yeah. comic.
Fair play.
Wouldn't it surprise me if that's the case.
Fair play. So, with that, will we move on to worst guy whose hairline's receding? Or do you have anything else to add?
I think I've kind of went through all my stuff. I know it's all my isn't it? I've already just
just
it.
You being like, why was this film made?
Aye, pretty much. So, who have you got for it?
I've kind of cheated, right? Because I don't have a character. I just have Sean Connery.
Fair enough.
Apparently, just the whole way through the movie, he made everyone's life like hell. Like, Jason Fleming was in an interview with Empire about it, and they were like, oh, was Sean Connery as bad as what we've read about? And Jason Fleming was like, worse. And he was like, there's some things I just can't say, and stuff like that. Like, everyone's been like, he's an acting legend, but, do you know what I mean? And
he's
the fact,
a lot of that through his career,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And that's the thing as well, is like, apparently in the comics, I mean, it's not apparently, it is in the comics, I've just never read them, but Mina is the leader of the League, Quatermain's just a side character, and he basically kicked up fuck to get it changed so that he led it, and Mina's the side character.
See, I get that, but Sean Connery's your big name as well.
Yeah, true. Like, well, he was one of the producers as well, true.
You're not going to relegate him, as much as you're a knob. Yeah. You're not going to relegate him to
third guy for the back.
Aye, like, it makes no sense.
Yeah. If I was to pick a character, it would be Nemo. But I'm sticking with my Sean Connery choice. I mean, poor man out for Sean, but apparently he was a bit of a dick.
I've picked the motor.
Oh, have you?
Aye, Nemo's car.
Okay, why?
I'm gonna fucking state the thing. Plus, I know it's no real. I get it, right? I'm not an idiot. Well, I'm not. But then that car comes wrong, it can haunt five people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you're like,
can do wheelies and that. Like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Cars were only invented 11 years before, and you've came out with a new brief like that. Nah. Like, fuck you, Nemo. What are you hiding? Like, I can forgive the missiles and all that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Tracked by a car tracker in 1899. I can forgive the tanks busting through England at the beginning of the movie.
Oh my God.
But that car, that and the fact that Tom Sawyer can fucking drive it really gets on my nipple ends.
See the bit at the start after the tanks came through and it shows the newspapers and it's like all the different headlines and it's like, not us, it's Germany. I'm like,
right.
It's just, the whole time I was just like, who me?
Like, oh, you just look at me like, oh, well. We don't have fucking tanks like that.
What the fuck?
Maybe look at these evil bastards.
I love that for worst guy who's here like just season, neither of us have picked an actual character from the film. We've just went Sean Connery and a motor.
Who do you pick who's the worst? They're all the worst.
Yeah, they're all dreadful. Like,
don't get it, Jason Fleming is good.
Because he's in a different movie. He's in the serious version
even,
of this
he's not
movie.
Not even good in this. It's, like, he's good in general.
Yeah, yeah, no, Jason Fleming's always class.
Aye, like, I like seeing him and stuff, but fuck me, man. Like, Jason... the B-team really fumbled the back here.
No, this is like the B-team of the B-team.
Aye.
Like, everyone else must have been busy. Jason Fleming, though, like, you can stick him in anything and he's always going to give you, like, a solid performance. He's never, like... he's never shining too much. He's like a good supporting guy. Do you know what I mean?
The problem with this, they're all just mad plodders. They're just just get the role and get to fuck. Because the whole thing was so flat with them. There was no real chemistry. And then, like, the bit with Doreen and
a big Nina.
Nina.
I suppose for a seduction.
It just looks
no bother.
So awkward.
Yes.
Oh, it's fucking brutal, man. Brutal watch.
So with that, do we have any discount versions of...
Oh, I've just put they're already the discount versions of
the
people.
The whole cast.
So what's the point?
The whole cast.
Aye.
I just had Stuart Townsend is obviously the discount version of Viggo Mortensen, according to Peter.
Aye.
Big Peter Jackson's like, no. I thought as well, Peter Wilson, who plays Mina, and I don't know if this is a bit, like, niche, but she's the discount version of Alex Kingston. From ER.
Aye.
But I know she's in Doctor Who, but she'll always be in ER. And that's what I know her from anyway. But like, I had Jason Fleming, but I said this to you, I don't know if Jason Fleming is the discount version of someone or if other people are the discount versions of him. Do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like if you can't get Jason Fleming, you'd phone up like Vinnie Jones. Or like, do you know what I mean?
I just,
like, shite like that.
I,
not shite,
no,
that's bad.
I wouldn't
think, you know,
of Vinnie Jones. He's an alligator's in. He's in the fucking... He's a Z-list. But I do... I think
you know what I mean?
It's just... Jason Fleming's just... You just stick him in it and then he does it. I think he's just happy to get the work. Hence why he made this movie.
Aye, he definitely needs his kitchen redone.
Aye.
So, I know we've just spent the last, like, half an hour shitting on this movie, but for I'm Out, is there any specific bit that you're like,
I've just
this?
Got 20 minutes on.
20 minutes
on? Like... He basically after Kenya when they all meet up, and they're like, oh, this is terrible.
Yeah.
Even, no, you know what, fuck
Africa,
it.
Africa, my boy.
Even at Kenya, when Sean Connery's just fucking ham fisting his way
through his lines.
Oh, nah, terrible.
Real Britannia.
Aye.
Wasn't there another one of these
basically,
buggers?
Basically, as soon as I hear his fucking accent,
no.
I'm like, nah.
We need that piss up because it's just going to be me for the next 20 minutes just hitting out with shit.
Aye.
Sean Connery impersonations.
So when are you at it then?
Basically just anytime Nemo comes on the screen, like, the man gives me nothing and his whole monotone is just like nails down a chalkboard for me. Like, anytime Nemo starts talking, I'm like, where's my phone? I've got something really interesting to look up.
Oh, fair enough.
Well, I wanted this one to be more of like, we watched a really daft movie to recover from the Oscars, but we watched this and was like, why the fuck have we done this?
We watched a fucking bad movie to recover for the Oscars.
We're going to come back with a banger next week. I promise, guys, this one's just for us.
Aye.
The next one is all for you.
This is basically just because we had it on.
Yeah. And we've actually had loads of requests of movies to do, so we do have a fair few lined up for everybody. I think next week we're going to hit a banger that we hope you will love, and then we've got a couple of more like shit rewatchables to do, and then we've got some classics.
Aye.
So there, we do have loads coming up for you, and hopefully it's ones that you have picked.
Aye, here's hoping.
Fingers crossed. Anyway, as per, guys, give us a like. Follow us on Instagram, get involved, give us a wee comment or a message or anything. And we'll see you next Wednesday. Bye!
Bye!
Fucking shit.